Well, last night, another home cook, unfortunately, had to go home from MasterChef Canada, and we're actually joined on the line by that person, Miranda Wahlstrom. Congratulations on making it so far, Miranda. That's amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
I would not have made it even probably to the judges in the first place in the audition rounds, so let's put it that way. So what's it like watching yourself on TV?
Oh, my goodness. It's so weird. I mean, I don't realize half the things that I say, and like hearing what I say, I'm like, really? Did I say that? How did I come up with that? And it's definitely tough, watching the bad parts, and especially last night. You know, typically when you have an ugly, sad cry, you're just doing it to yourself. You're not doing it to the entire country and then having to watch yourself do it. So that was a little painful.
Hey, well, you know what, though? I think going as far as you did in the competition kind of counteracts that.
Oh, thank you. Let's hope.
So, you know, after watching it last night, I know you probably, you know, you got the critiques from the judges, you know, day of when it actually happened. But watching it back last night, and you think back, and hindsight's always 20/20, what would you have done differently?
I probably would have maybe focused on my flank steak a little bit more. It was definitely supposed to be the star of the show, but turned out to be a bit of a flop. I would have concentrated and made sure I rotated it more to ensure that I cut it against the grain, maybe left it on the grill a little bit longer. I was just worried that it was going to get overcooked, so I think I kind of jumped the gun and pulled it off a bit too quick.
Right. Like I said, hindsight's always 20/20, though, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I would do lots of stuff different.
Yeah, exactly. So it's been a little while since since obviously you were filming it, and I know originally your food dream was opening a restaurant there with your mom. Has that happened yet? Is it in the process, or is it still down the line?
You know, so there's lots of exciting things coming up in the future here, but I would like to have my own restaurant one day, but if it's going to be with my mom, with her condition and things like that, it would more so be in her honor. It wouldn't be something that we would be able to do together. But I am going to have my mom's legacy live on because I'm actually pregnant.
Oh,
with,
congratulations.
My first child, thank you, and it's a little girl, so I'm going to be naming it Sunday just like my mom, so that a piece of her will continue on forever. But more so in the near future, I'm going to be looking to do a charity event with the Alberta Alzheimer's Association. I really want to bring some awareness and things like that to such a good cause, and I'm working on a website and a little bit of a web cooking show that's going to have some comedy, some cooking, and a little bit of food music.
Nice. Well, hopefully that all pans out, and again, congratulations on the little girl on the way.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, if you're someone, they watch you at home and they're thinking, there's no way I can do that, but I got to step my game up a little bit from chicken fingers and like rice or something. What would you suggest to them?
You know what? I would suggest to them not to be afraid, and 90% of the time on that show I was cooking something I had no idea what it was. So just throw your cautions to the wind and just go for it. Who cares if you make a mistake? Who cares if you mess up? It's not about being perfect. It's just about being fun and creative in the kitchen. So, you know, instead of cooking chicken fingers, maybe pull out a chicken thigh or a chicken leg and do something a little bit different, but still with chicken if you're a chicken fan. Or maybe, hey, attempt a flank steak and just don't do what I did.
There you go. Well, you know what? Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on getting it so far. And good luck with the cooking web show and all the other stuff you got coming up.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.